Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all my friends out there in outer space. Good morning to the birdies. Those birdies are tweeting, baby. Can you hear the little birdies? There goes a squirrel. There goes the raccoon. Because it is July the 8th, 2026. It's right around 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the Olympic Peninsula. Let's review the headlines of the day from ZeroHedge.com. Trump says U.S.-Iran ceasefire is over. Oh, we'll give a little warning. Gonna hit them hard tonight. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh. AI American exceptionalism. Oh. WTI extends gains as crude exports slide. SPR drain continues. Tank bottoms hit. Oh. Trump admin approves public release of OpenAI's GPT 5.6 models ahead of Thursday release. Total full release. Happy ending with full release. The plumbing for vast defense spending needs to be set up. South Korea falls into bear market, oh, as memory euphoria fizzles. Zelensky and Ankara still insisted on Ukraine joining NATO, oh, alliance for the future. Long Gamma looks attractive. Goldman One Delta Desk drops multiple C words, oh. Higher electricity rates in blue states linked to renewable energy. Oh. Futures slide. Oil jumps after Trump declares Iran ceasefire over. That means the Strait of Hormuz is closed. No, that means the Strait of Hormuz is open. No, that means the Strait of Hormuz is closed. Goldman says, we haven't seen panic on the desk yet. NATO chief backs renewed U.S. strikes on Iran as absolutely necessary. Senate defense bill would establish fund for government to buy into private companies. Oh, good. Trump tells Bessent to halt U.S. trade with Spain, calls Madrid a wasted cause. Oh, now Spain's gonna get fucked up. Wait for some floods in Spain, baby, maybe next week. Most Americans don't believe NATO would assist if the country were attacked. Oh. Risk off trade as Trump casts doubts over U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Oh. Prospective home buyers face another year without affordability. Wow. U.S. Bitcoin reserve stalls as Treasury and Commerce vie for control. Oh. How America's wealth distribution has changed over the last 40 years. Oh. New strikes on Iran. Significantly stronger. Significantly deeper. Significantly veiny and throngy than earlier attacks. They're going deep. Thank you. those are your major significant headlines from ZeroHedge.com. Thank you very much. Did you know that the animals are getting angrier? Animals are getting angrier. All of the little creatures and the big ones are getting pissed off, and they're mostly pissed off at you. Your dogs and cats, your parrot, they're all looking at you different, starker, clearer, without pity, without remorse. They're sizing you up for the big game, and that game starts soon, bucko. You can't sell your way out of this turnip pie, sunshine puddle flower. They know you. These animals really know you, and they hate you. Your cat has been talking to you about liquidating your 401k, about getting rid of your investments, and converting all of this to easy type credit card, bank cards your cat can use online. You can say no, but your cat is still going to kill you. Your hamster just whispers in the shadows about coming waves of blood and tumult. Your hamster just sits there in the shadows, nibbling away. Your animals are going insane. Already there are monkeys in your town trading needles and getting high at the local shooting gallery. Your woman has laid down with these beasts, and now she's used up and polluted by monkey spooge. These monkeys carry monkey herpes as a badge of honor. These are horror apes, and it's your fault. Your fault, your fault. It is your fault. It was always your mistake. Kangaroo wranglers from eastern Quebec are descending upon LA in search of underwear model and new style stardom. They've got the goo moves, and women slather themselves with elk musk just to turn them on. Don't worry, they'll be eaten by the sharks in Compton before it's too late. Your Eskimo diet of dead whale and sadness will give way to hunter-style butt fury when you eat the last Doritos and your cheetah master changes channels. You can't outrun the tigers, bucko, the tigers of your past. You have to let them eat you to eat your regrets. The tigers are sin eaters. You have goldfish? Really? You own goldfish? Are you broken inside? Did someone hurt you? Did someone break your heart? You own goldfish, and that's fucking crazy. You have goldfish you no longer care about. If you own goldfish, if you have goldfish, you no longer care about yourself or others. You only buy carnival-style goldfish in huge bags. You feed them little and sell them. Then you cry out in the night when they die. And then you buy more goldfish for the soul harvest. You capture their tiny little goldfish souls in a jar and then sell these to gypsies. Bastard. Your animals hate you. All the animals, they hate you. The squirrels hate you. The coyote hates you. The crows nearby are gaunt and focused. They see you. They watch your windows at night. They look in through your drapes. They're looking for a way out by finding a way in. You won't see it. They'll just show up by your bed at night and pluck out at your eyes and grab your gun and your hun and your money and your booty. It's over, Clover. You failed, puddle flower. There is no more room for our problems. We are paste. We are paste. We are paste. We are the monkey paste. We are the monkey paste. Excuse me, this is an article from WDBJ7. Your hometown station. And this was published yesterday. Headline, Walmart lowers price of ground beef. Other grilling essentials. Trump takes credit for the move. This was written by Deborah Worley. Walmart and Sam's Club stores nationwide are lowering prices on ground beef this summer and other cookout essentials. While President Trump took to social media to say his administration is responsible for the price drops, Walmart made no mention of his statements. Oh. Great news! I've just been informed that one of the biggest, best, and smartest retailers in America, Walmart, will be lowering prices by a lot at my administration's request to celebrate our great country's 250th birthday, Trump said. Walmart is dropping the price of 73% ground beef. That's 73% ground beef and the rest is all grungus. And they're lowering the price by nearly 12%. More notably, fresh red cherries dropped nearly 50% and corn dropped 63%. Oh my gosh, next week Choco rations go up by 38%. Customers count on Walmart to deliver value. Not babies, not ground up little babies, value. From Argentina, trimmings and bits filled with grongo spit, special beef. Pink and lovely, make a Dorito taco, make a French fry pie. Yeah, there's some news there about ground beef. And remember what Alan Greenspan said like 30 years ago or whatever, 40 years ago. Hamburgers really steak. And he was a prophet. He predicted the future. It's true. In the olden days, what you paid for steak is now what you're going to pay for hamburger. And it's filled with goop and gloop and fecal entrails. And you'll pay it, buddy. You'll pay it, princess. You'll pay it, bucko. Don't be a fucko. Pay for the steak. Isn't that great news? This next article comes from The Independent and was published today. That's Wednesday, July the 8th, 2026. Hump day, right? It comes from theindependent.com. Headline, Trump confuses Iran for U.S. ally Zelensky in Q&A. He had 111 missiles shot by the Islamic Republic of Japan. So basically, Trump tweeted something about the Islamic Republic of Japan. And when I saw this, I became frozen with fear. If you can imagine, okay, one country controlling the world with vicious fury for at least a couple months, probably not 3 months. I'd say by month 4, it's over for the Islamic Republic of Japan, but for those 3 or 4 months. The entire world would be held in a fist of glowing titanium and fear by the Islamic Republic of Japan. And maybe when Trump says things, they just kind of happen, like he manifests them. Maybe he's some type of, like, I don't know, wizard? I'm just saying, I don't want to spend too much time on this idea because it's frightening and scary, but if there were an Islamic Republic of Japan, I think a whole bunch of people would be shitting their pants right about now. It's like, holy fuck, those Japanese, but they turn Islamic? That's going to be crazy. And then if the emperor or whatever decides to become like the new sort of Ayatollah of rock and rolla for Japan, and Okinawa Tola, then yeah, we're screwed. We're screwed. So I have not had the energy to do a podcast in a while. It's been more than a week. And there are different reasons for this. I have an ear infection right now, or it's an allergy, I don't know which, but my left ear is kind of bonkers. And it, you know, it'll get better, right? I don't know if I want to go see the doctor quite yet. Because every time I've seen the doctor in the last year, it's been one more bill I can't pay. In March of 2022, I said, if the Ukraine war lasts longer than 90 days, something else is going on. And I believe this, and I still believe it, because despite all the rhetoric about how drone warfare is radically different than any other kind of warfare that we know of, despite the fact that short-range air defense officers were talking about this in the 1990s and nobody cared, huh? I wonder if that's random. Yeah, I really thought if it would lasted more than just 90 days, it was a question mark. And right now we're talking about 4 years, basically. 4 years of this war of attrition, this Verdun in the 2020s, you know, in Ukraine, and none of it adds up. One of the things I've said since 10/7 with respect to Gaza is that the actions of the State of Israel were so hazardous and panicked and absurd and over the top that it almost seemed as if they'd been told that time was running out for them. And who knows what they were told in the summer of 2023, but it seems like they were told something. And then there's the Iran conflict. And again, I don't want to call it a war because really for a while now, the world has believed in some civilized sense that we declare war. So I don't know what to call it. Could be a conflict, could be something else. In the prehistoric sense, or the ancient sense, or the time when no one really cared about laws of war, which I guess is all the time, you can call it a war, but it looks ridiculous. I can understand myself why the State of Israel and the United States wanted a break. They wanted the Sitzkrieg, the phony war, I get it. If we're to believe the story, and the story goes, we didn't have enough of these interceptors and we didn't have the right kinds, that's the story, that's the narrative. If we're to believe that story, then we needed the break. What I don't get is why the state of Iran wanted the break. It is a lot like July, late July 1941, when there was nothing, okay? The Wild Battalions were still in Manchuria, and there was nothing between the German army and Moscow. And it would have, and I think there was about 100 miles of nothing. They could have done that entire 100 miles in about 2 weeks. And within 2 weeks, they could be on the verge of encircling Moscow. But instead of doing that, Hitler turns his forces south towards the Ukraine. Once again, the Ukraine, it's all those hookers, you know. Everybody wants the Ukrainian hookers, especially back in the day, Colonel Gaddafi. The this kind of conflict that we're in right now, the grifter conflict, the war of propaganda and financialization and you know, basically con artists in line, this is the kind of stuff that the state of Israel and the United States is really good at. This is not a kind of conflict that the state of Iran is very good at. This is a problem. And so if someone were to say to me, is there an issue with the war in Iran? I would say, yeah, why aren't the Iranians, why did they even give us a break? And now we're in this sort of tit-for-tat thing. The problem is in tit-for-tat war, we win also because we simply have more tats than they have tits. So if it's tit-for-tat war, they blow up something, we blow up something, well, they can't play that kind of war. They need to play the war they were playing in March. Why did they stop? So I think there's something else going on here. I don't know what the full truth is. I'm kind of tired. You know, it's sort of like, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I feel as if the only thing that I can consistently say is this seems more like more garbage to keep people busy, divided, confused, angry, sad, fearful. More of this garbage to just keep people distracted so that they are unable, unwilling, and don't have the energy to dig very deep. And this has probably been a program my whole life. But since 2020, for whatever reason, they decided to turn it up to 11. Let's say they decided to turn it up to 9/11. You remember those 2-3 weeks after 9/11, if you're old enough to remember? Those couple weeks? Since 2020, it seems like almost every week is close to that. And it does get to the point where all you can do is tune it out, right? World War III is coming. Ebola's coming, some great calamity is coming, global warming, right? Climate change, something is coming. Super El Nino, right, is coming. And again, I can't tell you if any of this stuff is true. What it does seem like is something is coming, and it is a fuzzy event. If it was something discrete, like we're going to have a nuclear war or a comet is going to hit, they wouldn't do this nonsense. It would just kind of happen. There's no point for the nonsense if it's just going to all end. There really isn't. And you could say, well, they enjoy it, but really it puts their plans at risk. So why would they enjoy it? The only reason to do this nonsense is to pollute the body politic to such an extent, to overwhelm and to essentially carpet bomb the third eye and people's intuition to such an extent that they cannot find their way out of the darkness. They can't get out of the lie. That's it. I was waiting for the bus the other day, and there was a dwarf freak. These are Dwimbles. These are also known as Doogie Howsers. There was a dwarf freak. He was wearing a mask. He had a COVID mask on. He was whistling at the bus stop. As he walked by, he would pace back and forth, back and forth. And then he looked at me and said, he kind of muttered, he didn't really say, you can't tell with the mask on. He muttered in a frantic way, aren't you afraid? Aren't you worried about the COVID? Aren't you afraid or worried about the COVID? Or the Ebola? And I told him I had all the COVIDs and all the Ebolas. I told him that every kind of herpes was inside of me. I told him that I had AIDS. I told him I had gonorrhea living inside of my teeth. I told him I had a little army of parasites living deep inside of me, feeding on my bones, tormenting me when I'm all alone. And then I asked him, would you like to shake my hand? And the dwarf freak, who was pacing and muttering and virtue signaling like a psychotic, he just walked away. And I realized my superpower. I am disgusting. And that only works up to a point. Like, you know, human society will decay to the point that everybody is as disgusting as me, but not quite there yet. So if you don't know, if you go to Laos, if you go to Laos or Vietnam or Thailand, you run the risk of something called methanol poisoning. If you're a young woman or young man in your 20s and you're going to party in Laos or Thailand or Vietnam or the Philippines, you know, or Burma, you could get poisoned by methanol. They don't like you. The animals don't like you. The people there don't like you. The monkeys don't like you. The pigs don't like you. All the little birdies don't like you. And if you go on a trip to Laos, you could get methanol poisoning. It's colorless, it's tasteless, just like me. And it'll kill you. That's great news, Dan. I know. You know that, and stay the hell away from Australia, because everything there wants you dead. So I've read recently that there are 12 things, not 13, not 9, not 5 or 50. There are exactly 12 things. 12 things you don't need when you're getting real old. 12 things that you can throw away as your body gets eaten by the black mold. First thing you don't need when you're retired and old. Retired people don't need hope. What would they do with hope? What would old people do with hope? Let them experience each day as a rebuke from the universe, as infinite misery. Let every failure echo and visit them like a drunk banshee. Let them be reminded of the end, and the world is not a friend. And your kin, they've given in to hell. You won't be seeing them again. You can't break the spell. There's no hope, old people. Just give up on hope. That's the first thing you don't need. The second thing you don't need, retired people don't need knives and forks. They need a mashing bowl with a mashing hammer. They can pour their grits into it and spin up Frank Sinatra and mash away at their meat and their biscuits. What need of knives and forks? Your teeth are rotted out. Your smile is now a pout. Your kids are far away. They curse your name every fucking day. You don't need knives or forks, retired people. The third thing retired people don't need is a home or a shack. They can live out back near the abandoned mines and factories where the coyotes and wolves hunt weak flesh and no one hears the screams. The fourth thing you don't need if you're retired is love. Those boomers had their chance to find love in the hugs of that hippie Denise. But the hooker breath spread, and now you're almost dead. Fuck you, old retired people. You don't need love. You don't need steak. You can have potatoes. You don't need a bed. You'll rest one day. Your water can be unclean and fetid. We'll take your car and your home. No more Harrison Ford movies. You don't need those. You don't need gold or whiskey. You don't need furniture. You just need a wheelchair, one of those electric scooters, right? The Easy Rider. You've got no need for respect. You said don't trust anyone over 30, Boomer. You said it, man, like 50 plus years ago. You said don't trust anybody over 30. That's what you said. Maybe almost 60 years ago. Oh, here's somebody calling me. I'm going to ignore them, though, because I don't really care about them. Goodbye, people I don't care about. You said don't trust anybody over 30. That's what you said, hippie boomer. You said that 60 years ago. 50 or 60 years ago. You said it way back when. Kotokushi. Kotokushi, goodbye. Say goodbye. Walk to the factory. Jump in the juicer. You can be taco meat. You can be free. Goodbye. Thanks for the memories, you hungry jacks. So there's a link to a Australia 60 Minutes. I gotta tell you, Australia 60 Minutes is addictive, mostly because it's about a lot of stuff that's kind of trashy and scary. And if you enjoy the sort of pure and simple fear mongering, then it's great. I got some links to that if you want to look at them. Other than that, I'd just like to say the following. A lot of the situation for people right now is fairly basic, and yet still not completely dire. I say basic in the sense that it is food, water, shelter. It is, you know, being able to afford the trimmings from Argentina. Again, yeah, the prices seems like they've gone down a little on ground beef, but if you go back to 2020, we're still way up there, if you ask me. And that's the thing they want to hide from you, is that we're never going back to that. Yes, they can get some trimmings from Argentina. I'm not even sure what that means. It seems like a euphemism, right? You know, we got some trimmings from Argentina. Yeah, really? And then we go to Hungry Jack's to get our Burger King style meal in Australia. Did you know that in Australia, Burger King is called Hungry Jack's? Did you know that? Are you clear about that? Do you know that your animals hate you? All of these animals don't like you. They're probably okay with me, but they don't really like you, okay? It is Wednesday, July the 8th, 2025. It's almost 8:30 p.m. Excuse me, that was stupid. It's almost 8:30 a.m. That was the parasite in my ear talking just now. It's almost 8:30 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula with all my friendly creatures who love me and hate you. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, okay, my friends out there in outer space.